Abel Gonzalez is on one of his many weekly rides downtown.
Let's wait to get in this lane here. Can we go right in here? Thank you. We'll go into Scooter Central.
Across from the Alamo, the Swell Cycle employee points at two young men on electric scooters going up Houston Street. The two men avoid stopping at a red light with a legally questionable maneuver.
That's a classic move. Absolutely. So they'll go straight from the street to the sidewalk to the street.
It's fair to say that Gonzalez and many cyclists don't like scooters that much.
It's hard to find somebody who, besides a tourist, who would say they're not annoying.
But having cycled across San Antonio for more than 30 years, he loves a good bike lane.
Now this is awesome here. Oh, we're right in front of Geekdom.
Gonzalez rolls up Main Street in the well-marked bike lane with patches of bright green with a smile on his face.
You feel a sense of, this is my space, and that's the car space.
After a few short blocks, the lane ends, and Gonzalez is back among the cars.
Take a ride up here and then work our way back. Yeah.
For years, San Antonio's struggled to build bike lanes. A 2011 city report said San Antonio had 80% less bike infrastructure than average American cities. After 5 years of spending around $1 million, and last year gaining $450 million in money for safer streets and sidewalks, many think it's going the right direction, but still has a long way to go. So, to get more bike lanes, cyclists may need to learn to love scooters, says Gonzalez.
Even though the city is quite a bit behind as far as bike lanes, this might give them even more of an incentive. Let's get them on the road. Let's get more bike lanes for these individuals.
Many argue scooter speeds make them a threat to pedestrians on sidewalks, and the city may push scooters onto streets with new regulations. Scooters are waking a lot of people up to the car-centric design of city streets nationwide.
Prior to the scooters, those same folks probably weren't using a bike, so there's more people using other modes.
Scooter riders may become advocates asking for safer lanes, says Art Reinhardt, assistant director of the city's Transportation and Capital Improvements Department. In general, they're adding to a new mindset.
The mindset is we need to have safe facilities for things other than cars.
Bike Texas executive director Robin Stallings wants protected bike lane networks in cities, but he's not sure this pressure from scooters will get it done.
There's also just as likely to be some pushback against this new technology. So I think that it's 50-50.
Scooter companies can be powerful allies in fighting for infrastructure, says Bike San Antonio's Janelle Sturbentz.
Yeah, we reached out to Lime Bikes and to Jump Bike, and they're very receptive and supportive of us.
Sturbentz wants protected bike lanes down Broadway, and some scooter companies have endorsed the plan. In addition, Bird Scooter says it gives $1 per scooter in a city back each day for better streets. The company Lime partnered with Bike Austin to do traffic safety classes, and in an email they said they believe their scooters make people more receptive to bike or scooter lanes. At the busy street corner of Houston and St. Mary's downtown, more than a dozen scooters pass over the course of 20 minutes. Nearly all of them are on the sidewalk.
I prefer to ride on the street, partially because I can go faster. I don't have to avoid swerve around as many people and those sorts of things.
Andrew Flores lives and often works downtown for USAA. The young urban professional is what the city has been pushing for to create density downtown. He's also the target demographic for scooter companies. Flores worries about safety, and with good reason. 341 pedestrians were brought to San Antonio trauma centers after being hit by cars last year. 98 cyclists joined them after crashes. He sees the scooter trend as adding a lot of people to the fight for shared streets.
Cyclists have always kind of been fighting their own fight for a while, like trying to get protections for themselves and having bike lanes and all that kind of stuff. But I think now with scooters, the cyclists kind of have a bigger crowd who's kind of fighting for those protections of shared space on the streets.
It's too early to tell what impact scooters will have on San Antonio's roads, but it's obvious they're already changing the way a lot of people think. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.